Okerto, the world. Today's daf in Mesechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh, is daf Mem. We're holding it the Halak of Mishnah on daf Lamed Tet Amud Beit. Hashochet l'shem harim, l'shem givaot, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharot, l'shem midbarot. We were talking yesterday about the dinim of Shechitas Chulin for Avodah Zarah and its relationship to the dinim in the Beis HaMikdash. So we spoke about whether you can be machash from the avodah l'avodah, and we spoke about the question of whether ein hakol holech achar ha'oved, and similar issues. And today we get to the Mishnah that comes to talk to us about what is considered to actually be. It's one of the strangest things, but remember I told you that always the Gemara before is an introduction to the Mishnah. But this is like a weirdest one, because the Mishnah talks about shechting for mountains, and the previous Gemara was, see this head, see this mountain, you can push them together, which is sort of a beautiful response to a desire of people. But anyway, so if you are shechting for the shame of mountains, so I don't know, you believe the mountain is a god, or hills, or gods, or seas, or rivers, or deserts, in any of these cases, the shechita is pasul. Because since your kavana is for avodah zarah, it becomes usur to eat, which is a little bit strange, because if it's usur to eat, then it should be usur b'hanah. And all it says over here is that the shechita is pasul. We're going to have to examine that in the Gemara. If two people were holding one end of the knife, and the other one is holding, let's say, the top of the knife, one is holding the blade. So before we talked about the question of whether two people could be holding the same knife, here it's talking about the two people, even if they are holding the same knife, and one of them has the kavana of shechita for lahar, and one of them has kavana for kosher shechita, echad l'shem echad mikol eila, ve'echad l'shem davar kosher. Also, the shechita is pasul, even though one of them had a kavana for a shechita kishera. Says the Gemara, there's a problem with this. Why does the Gemara, Mishnah says psula in, it's only considered to be a pasul shechita, but apparently it's not a sur bahana'ah. So why would it not be a sur bahana'ah? I'm having a hard time keeping up. I'm sorry, Gav. I'm not feeling well. But give Ori a kiss for me. I can't even find out. Here we are. There. Okay. So why does it say that it's only psula? If it was a makshamla for Avodah Zarah, why isn't it actually zivchei metim? And then it would become osur for hana'ah. Remember, we said that hare elu zivchei metim, which we learn out via from the posik, via chlu zivchei metim, which means that just like a mace is osur b'hana'ah, as we're going to see, so too is the Avodah Zarah, that's Nishkat for Avodah Zarah, Takruvas Avodah Zarah, it's all Zivchei Metim. So how do you explain the fact that the Mishnah says that it's only Usur as a not kosher shechita, but the Braita says, Hashochet l'shum harim, l'shum gvaot, l'shum naharot, l'shum midbarot. Now here, the Mishnah adds some things. The Braita adds some things over the Mishnah. Sorry, I'm just a little bit confused because I'm recovering from a migraine here. Sorry. L'shum chama ulevana, you have in mind to shecht for the sun or the moon or for stars or constellations, or l'shum Michael hasar hagadol, for the great Michael, the malach in charge of Yisrael, or l'shum shilshul katan, or for the smallest worm that's crawling on the sea. Hare elu zivchei meitim, it says over here beferish, that it would be mamish zivchei meitim, not just usur, but usur ba'anah. And it talks about the same cases. So how do you explain the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braita? Omar Abaye lo kasha. Hodi Omar lahar, our Mishnah is, like it says, bepashtas. The man had in mind to shecht for a mountain. And remember, a mountain cannot become an avodah zarah, because we learn that out from the pasuk. Elohehem al haharim, velo haharim elohehem. So the mountains can't be the gods. They can only be the base for gods that you put on them. Masha'in came, the case that we had in the Braita was talking about that he shefted for the god of the mountain. So people used to believe that all things have their gods and their guardians and so on. And so if he had in Kafonet the shecht of the god of the mountain, or the god of the worm, whatever it is, in that Braita is what it was referring to, there it actually is a cheftza of Avodah Zarah. So if it's a cheftza of Avodah Zarah, so then you can actually make a korban to it, and it would be a zifrei mesin. But if the thing that you're worshipping is not shayach to really be a halachically described cheftza of Avodah Zarah, so then even though you are being oved Avodah Zarah, that is in terms of your mind, but it does not make the actual animal that you shecht, it doesn't make it a cheftza, a zevach for Avodah Zarah. So it's only the god that would make it an Avodah Zarah. And you can see this clearly in the way that the Braita phrases it as opposed to the way that the Mishnah phrases it. Deikonami, if you read the Braita, why do you think the Braita added the additional cases that did not appear in the Mishnah? Because in the Braita it adds Michael Saragadol. Why is it saying that? Because Michael Saragadol would be the equivalent of a guardian angel of some kind, right? So that would be the god of the har, or the god of the givah. And therefore, it would be able to create an actual zivchei metim. So shema mina, that is the difference between the Braita and the Mishnah. So the question, therefore, is, that what is the marker over here of the Isser? Because it was a shchita for Avodas Kerchavim in your mind, even though the thing itself is not an object of Avodah Zarah. So because of that, we can't call it Zivchei Mesim, but you can call it a shchita say psula, because we view it as being an act of Avodah Zarah, and therefore we compare it, even though it's not midiraisa, but we compare it to an actual shchita for Avodah Zarah because you did an act of Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Huna, suppose, hayta be'amat chaveiro revutza lifnei avodat kochavim. Imagine a case where in order to shecht an animal, you don't have to pick it up. It's lying down and it's been positioned in front of an idol. And you go ahead and you shecht that other person's animal. Now look, the halacha is, if you would worship an object that can become Osiris Avodah Zarah, you bow down to it. It doesn't become Osiris Avodah Zarah, and that's because of a gavi klal. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. You cannot create isurim on something that isn't yours through your machshava and your behavior. However, Taina's Rav Huna, that if you do an actual maisa to it, given sheshachat pasiman echad asara, even if you only shechted one of the simanim, you would have actually made that osir as zivchei metim, and it would become osir for hana'ah, because over here, it's actually a real Avodah Zarah that's there. And even though a living thing cannot become itself Mukta or Nevad, because we know that those things are only Osir for Hegdesh, they're not Osir for Chulin. But in this case, we actually do a Maisa and you bring it as a Korban, it becomes Zivchei Metim. And so, even though it's not yours, he Savala Kehada Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to be referring to this halacha from this point on as Ula's Shita, even though he quoted it from Rabbi Yochanan. That even though the Rabbanan made very clear, if you bow down to your friend's animal, you cannot turn it into Avodah Zarah because the Torah only asered a nevad for kachin, not for chulin. But if you did an actual maisa to it, even though it's not yours, and even here, that normally you would want to aser something by doing an act, but not to the animal, you can't aser it even for Hegdash in that case, because it isn't yours. But if you do a maisa to it, and that in that case, let's say you picked it up and you used it in some way there, you would be able to aser it. And if you did a maisa of akrav, you would aser it even for chulin. Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Huna is claiming that by doing a maisa, you can aser someone else's thing. Now let's examine this interesting case. Somebody shechted a korban chatas on Shabbos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he had in mind for Avodas Kechavim. He would be chayev three separate chatot because he did three separate Yisurei Kares. Please forgive me for being so weak. He shechted on Shabbos. That's one Kares. He shechted kachim b'chutz. That's another Kares. He shechted a korban for Avodah Zarah. That's another Kares. And he would be chayev if he did this b'shogeg. He would be chayev three separate chatot. Now, this does not make sense, according to what Rav Huna said. Because since Rav Huna said that kiman sheshachat ba, anything, even siman echad, so here, let's imagine the case. The guy is outside. He cuts one of the simanim. He hasn't completed the shechita. Why would he be chayev on shechut echutz if the moment that he started the shechita, he already asered it, and at that moment, it became the equivalent of cutting a piece of wood? It's no longer hagdash. It's no longer an animal that's roy for a carbon. It is already a chatichat iser hana'ah. Because he said, even if you cut one of the simonim, it would already be considered to be a zifche metim. Now, it's true, and I'm sure you're thinking about this, it's true that before we said that in the event that a person is shechting, and he shechts one of the simonim b'chutz, as he's walking b'fnim, that he would be chayev on shechut echutz if you hold, yeshno l'shechita mitchila v'atzof. Remember? Hello? Hello? Calling all cars? You remember that case? In this case, there was no completion of the shechita. And therefore, you never say yeshno l'shechita mitchila v'atzof if there is no shechita. And in this case, there is no shechita. Because the moment that that first simon was cut, according to Rav Huna, it already became like a piece of wood. It's no longer a behemas hegdash. So how would you be chayev three chataot if, by definition, if you were chayev for avodah zarah, then you would not be chayev on shechut echutz, according to Rav Huna? Must be that it did not become usher when you first shechted one simon, and it only became usher when you actually complete the entire thing. Omer of Papa, I'll tell you very simply. It says over here that you shechted a chatas, right? Now, why did it say you shechted a chatas? Because a chatas has a chatas ha'of, and a chatas ha'of would be chayev on shechut echutz as soon as you cut one simon, because it's a bird. And remember that shechut echutz of a bird is chayev not as malika, but as doing the shechita on that which would have been the din malika bifnim. We've had that several times. And that's an important yesod. So here, says Rav Papa, it's very simple. It says chatas in order to let us know that we're talking about specifically a chatas ha'of. And since it's a chatas ha'of, kulu v'hade hadade ka'ati, all of those three Yisurim, including the Shechut Echutz, came at the same instant when you just finished cutting Simen Echad, which is exactly what Rav Huna said. If you cut even one of the Simanim, then you would be chayev the three Chataot. Because, look, Shabbos is not dependent on a kosher Shechita. Shabbos is a din in Netilat Neshama, is the name really of the Isser of Shabbos of the Malach. So Netilat Neshama does not require kosher shechita. That's not a problem. The din of Avodas Kochavim, you completed with one of the simonim, Tainet Rav Huna. And Shechut Echutz of the Chatas, you also completed with one of the simonim. So what's the problem? You definitely would be chayev all three at the same time. And now, wait a minute. You are being extremely literal. Because do you think that when Rav Huna said, as soon as you shecht one simen, then you're going to be chayev, that he meant literally one simen? No. Because remember that we said that Rav Huna was going according to the shita of Ula. Now remember, I mentioned that was Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Ula never said, he just said if you did a maisa, did he say you need to shecht the whole simen? No. The point is, you do an act. That's all that counts. So according to Rav Huna, if Rav Huna, Kaman Omer L'Shmatata, who was he going according to? Like Ula, like we quoted. But Ula only said, if you do an act. He doesn't say it needs to be a choshava act. You need to finish one simen or two simen. He just said, if you do a maisa, any little maisa would be considered to be sufficient to asr it. So if that's the case, we have exactly the same question. If we have the same shechita, the moment that you made that first cut, you did not complete the shechita, and therefore it wasn't a shvutei chutz, but you turned it into a piece of garbage by making it isurei hana'ah, because even that slightest bit turned it into zivchei meisim, so how could you become chayev after that on shechitas chutz of kutchim when this was no longer roi for kutchim? And therefore, there's no chiyuv of shvutei chutz. So that can't be the answer. Well, okay. So maybe the answer is that we were talking about a case where the man says, Beferish, I want to worship Avodah Zarah with the shechita, but only as I complete the shechita. Maybe that's what it means. So then, if that would be the case, everything comes at the same moment. So it doesn't become Zivchei Mesim until all these things occur. So, wait a minute. If that's the case, why did it say Chatas? Don't you understand? That was the whole point I was making. You could have just said, somebody shechts a korban. Then why the heck would you specify Chatas? So, if you specify Chatas, it makes sense that it's talking about the case of the Chatas Ha'of, you know? But if you're telling me that, well, it's because the guy said, a beferish at tonight, I'm only going to be doing Avodah Zarah when I complete the Shechita. You could have talked about anything. I mean, you could have talked about doing the Shechita on a behemoth of any kind. You could have been talking about doing a Shechita on a shlamim. I don't know. So then what the heck do we need it for? Ella, Omer Marzutra, Mishmeder of Papa, I'll tell you the deal. We're talking about a Chatas Ha'of, just like you said. And the case is that you started off with a chatzi kana pagum. So one of the simen was halfway cut. Now all you need to do to complete the maisa shechita is to cut 1 millimeter, right? To turn it from the half into the rov. That's why we said chatat. Because since the chatat ha'of, as opposed to the olat ha'of requires you to cut both simen. But since a chatat ha'of is going to be nishlam the shechita, Shechita b'chutz, obviously Malika would be pifnin, but the Shechita b'chutz will be completed even with 1 millimeter, and with that same millimeter, you're being mechalal Shabbos, and you're being Eved Avedis Kechavim. That makes a perfect case, a beautiful explanation of why the case that was given was specially the case of the Chatas, and now it's grand. So it's true, according to Rav Huna, it's a Chatas, but you were Yotze v'shchita with Hosef ala kol shuhu, and then that completed the Gemara, that completed the shchita, and in this case, all three inyanim, kulo bahade hadade ka'atyan, there was no minimum maisa first before the shchita. The shchita was the minimum maisa, and therefore you would be chayev on shrutas chutz. So therefore, Rav Huna is actually beautifully confirmed even in the Braita, because why would we need to talk about a case of a chatas if not specifically to tell me Rav Huna's point? That if you do a little bit of a maisa, so then that would answer it. Says Rav Papa, well, I just want to point out something. If Rav Huna had never said those words about Simon Echad, right, and claiming that that was the point of Ula, then there's another way to explain this mention specifically of a chatas. How is that? I thought we just basically brought a proof to Ravuna, didn't we? I mean, the only possible explanation I can think of, why did we talk about a case of chatas? It would be because that fits beautifully with the Chatzi Kana Pogrom case, and it is exactly and precisely the only case that all three things could occur simultaneously. But that is a real riot to Ravuna, isn't it? That even the slightest maisa actually would create the Isra of Averis Kechlavim, so we would never have had Shkut Echot. So we had to actually define the case in terms of Achatas. How could Rav Papa say, no, the truth is that if Ravuna hadn't insisted that we're talking about a small Maisa, namely one Simen, the Chatas would not have been a problem. There's another explanation for why it says Chatas, and I'll explain it to you. I would have explained that without Ravuna, I would have said, look, Ula never said what kind of maisa. Ula said if you did a maisa. Maybe Ula means if you do a full maisa, maisa rabba. Ma maase, maase rabba, you did a whole shrita. And I'll tell you something else before I even explain myself. I'll tell you something else. Om Rav Huna, if Rav Huna hadn't said that we're talking about someone else's animal, Yilav the Om Rav Huna behemat chaveiro, instead of talking about shechting your own animal, the whole point that he's making is that you're dealing with someone else's animal, then chatas would not have been a problem at all. You know why it says chatas? I'll tell you why it says chatas. It says chatas because you don't own it. You see, if it would have said a carbon, let's say a carbon, what would I say, a carbon shlomim? Well, you own the carbon shlomim, don't you? So, I mean, the only thing that I could say that you don't own anything in it is the chatas, where the owner, once he makes it the carbon, so now the reason I had to speak about the carbon chatas is because I wanted to tell you about a case where you need to do the full mice of shrita in order to aser it. If I would have talked about another carbon, it could have been yours, partially. Because you are the one who still owns that carbon. You get some of the meat of that carbon. So we're going to say, Zevach? Therefore, we speak specifically of the chatas to make it clear that we're talking, it could be talking about a regular animal chatas, but to make it clear that it's not yours, that would be the point. But now that we put those two things together, Ravuna said even the slightest maisa. And he said the whole thing that, Barnea, up, the whole thing that we're talking about is specifically the iser of somebody else's behemoth. That, now, put those two together, and now I understand. The reason that it says chatas is, works for Ravuna, but it's not raya for Ravuna, because the reason it says chatas, it works for Ravuna in terms of chatzi kana pogrom. Well, I mean, I don't know, isn't that pshita? Like, I thought, I mean, that's basically the whole way that we were learning now, right? No, it's not as pshita as you think, because I'll tell you, if Rav Papa hadn't pointed this out, I might have thought that there is no excuse for calling it the chatas in terms of chatas ha'of, in terms of chatas behemah. It's got to be to explain the chatzi kana pogrom. And it's got to be like Ravuna. You know why? Because I would have thought that if it's a chatas behemah, it's true. You don't get any of the animal. But don't you get a kapara from this chatas? So if you own it for purposes of kapara, so then maybe it's considered to be yours in terms of being able to aser it. So because of that, Rav Papa is coming to say that's not true. We would not have thought that. And we could have said that the reason that it says chatas is because the chatas is not yours. That's what Rav Papa is coming to say. Now look, as we're about to see, not everybody necessarily agrees with us. And we've got three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. They say, I don't care if somebody went ahead and shechted another person's animal. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein Shelo, even if he does a complete shechita. And according to them, the concept of Oser Adam Davar, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein Shelo is an absolute. What? Then how is he going to explain the Braita? The Braita said, if you shechted a chatas on Shabbos for Avodas Chachavim, you're chayav shalosh chataot. And we just said, according to Rav Papa, that the point of the chatas is minimally. I mean, if you don't hold of what Ravuna said, the point of the chatas was minimally what? To give me a case of something that doesn't belong to you. Once you made it a chatas, it's not up to you. And therefore, how do they explain that it would be chayev three chataot? The only way we worked it out was by saying when it said chatas, it meant a chatas off. And that's because we could have had a chatsi and a kanapogum. And that's because only chatas off satisfies a requirement of three chayovim. It must be it's referring to the thing that wasn't yours. It's a chatas of because you're able to find a case of chatzikan or pogum, that all three things happen together. That was a clear raya to Ravuna. So how can they say, no, you don't answer it, and you wouldn't even answer it if you did the whole shrita? There's no other way of understanding that braita, is there? Because we said the only point of mentioning chatas is because a chatas of kulu bahare adarika atyan, but a regular zevach not. According to you guys, in ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo, if you cannot make it oser, even with a full shchita, so then why were we talking about chatas of? Even a chatas behema would give us the answer for why all three things would remain Usser, because even though, according to them, it's true it doesn't become an Isser in terms of Avodah Zarah, but he would certainly be Chayav Achatas for doing Avodah Zarah, right? Like we said before. Even the object is not going to become Usser. That doesn't mean you didn't do a work of Avodah. You did a work of Avodah. So according to those Amorayim who hold that you cannot Usser even with a Meitzer Shalim, so then why would the Braita have stipulated a chatas? The Braita would have been true no matter what, any animal at all. Since you can't aser, the point is you don't aser it if it belongs to somebody else. So it would be, as long as it's someone else's, the point is that nothing becomes aser through the shrita. And therefore, you would be chayev on shchut echot. So why didn't we just talk about any animal? You could have said zevach. That's because these Amorayim dafka hold the opposite of Rav Papa. They hold that if you would have chosen anything else, the point is you couldn't choose anything else. Because kiven dekanyele lekapara, kididei damya. The whole point is, if you're talking about what? We're talking about an Eila, we're talking about a Chatas, Oshon, Shlomim. In all of those cases, it's really yours, either because you mamish on a Shlomim, you mamish get a piece of it, but even the Chatas is yours because you get a Kapara, not like Rav Papa. Therefore, we agree, oh yes indeed, it did need to say Chatas, because the Chatas is referring to the case of the Chatas Ha'ov. The one thing that you actually have the case that you would be chayev instantly, and that is even though it's yours, there would be a chayev and shchut echutz, would be the case where you were chayev the moment that you added that 1 millimeter. So even according to us, it's yours. And we mentioned the chatas, not because that makes it not yours, but because that gives us the case of chatsi kanapogum that allows you to do a shkute chutz on this animal, which is yours. That's the point. And therefore, you would be chayev on all of these things together. Okay, gentlemen, I have to stop early. I apologize so much for being only half energetic. I really wanted to slam this down your throats, but what can you do? Okay.
The serum came neck and neck with each other.
Very good. But let me just review what it is that we've spoken about. So we moved on from discussing yesterday what constitutes the Aveda. And there we talked about whether somebody else can have the Machshava and so on. Today we talked about what actually constitutes the Isser of Zivchei Mezim. And we distinguish between something that belongs to you, in which what it is that you do is certainly going to create a zivchei meisim, and something which is an object of avodah zarah, which, if it's yours, put the two together, an object of Avodah Zarah creates Zivchei Meitim. But how about something which is yours, but it's not an object that can be turned into an Avodah Zarah? Can you actually make that into Zivchei Meitim? No. You can make it into an Isser of Shchita, because it's similar to Zivchei Meitim, but you cannot turn it into Isurei Hanoah. And that's what our mission is talking about. Furthermore, we have different shitas about whether if it's someone else's animal, and you don't have to pick it up and actually do a maisav kinyan on it. So now the question is, if you just did a shchita, would it be possible for an adam to be osur davar she'eina shelo? So we have different shitas here. We have one shita of Rav Huna, that a person can asur davar she'eina shelo, even with a maisa kolduhu. That's the way that he understood Ula Amar of Yochanan. Then we have the shita of the three Amorayim here that say that you can't asur davar she'eina shelo even if you do a maisa showing. And then we have Rav Papa's suggestion that, look, we don't really know that Ula himself agreed that any maisa, it could be he thought only about a maisa shalom, which would have been the full shchita. In the context of that, we got involved in a element that was related, namely, is a carbon in which you have nothing but the kapara of the carbon and own nothing else of the carbon, would that be considered to be yours, or is it by definition, having been given to Hekdesh, not something that you would be able to aser if you hold Ein Adam Aser Davar She'ein Shelo? We also clarified, remember, that the object of Aveda is never going to be aser for Chulin. It can only be aser for Kodesh, because we have that special ribuyim of min to be memayit the mukta and to be memayit the nevad. But that's because living beings like harim cannot become usher with just doing avodah zarah to them. They can only become usher if they became takrovis for avodah zarah. Then they become zivchei meitim, but not through setting them aside, which is called mukta, which is usher for hekdesh, but not for kulin, and not by actually bowing down to them, because they are not aserable, not because they belong to someone else. If terms of the belonging to someone else, that was nogeya the question of whether you can turn them with the maisa koldo into an iser of zivchei meisim, which is aser b'ano. I hope that puts it all together. Okay, did my best, I hope, under the circumstances. Okay, kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day, and b'sorot tovot.